This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to talk to Roy Stearns, who's the Deputy Director of Communications at the California Department of Parks and Recreation. He's also known as the spokesperson for the state parks. Welcome to California Politics Today.
Thank you.
Now, I saw a note in an article yesterday that said Department of Parks and Recreation, were trying to get back the $518,000 that you figure you're owed. Where does that request come from? What's the problem exactly?
Well, it came from an audit that we did of this nonprofit in San Francisco.
What was it called, this nonprofit?
The Neighborhood Resources Center.
Okay.
And what happened is apparently some of that money may have been misused.
Okay.
And may have been funneled into the campaign of the Secretary of State, Kevin Shelley.
In 2002?
May have. Yes,
okay.
May have.
Before we get to what may have happened to it, let's talk about how it got there. In all the news reports I've read, it said, it's my understanding that members of legislatures don't grant money to any person or any organization, but the language in all the articles seems to say that Kevin Shelley, when he was a state assembly member, in fact was majority leader of the assembly, saw to it that, or oversaw, or facilitated the grant. What do you know about what goes on in the legislature that allows an individual member to provide funds for any organization or person?
Well, the legislature has what they call general fund grants, and it's strictly legislative general fund money. It's not parks or park bond money. It's strictly legislative money that they can decide to put into good use in some of their local districts.
We don't want to call this a slush fund, do we?
It's not a slush fund.
Oh, okay.
You know, legislators, it's perfectly legitimate for a legislator to see a need in his district and try to fill it. Maybe it's a neighborhood community center. Maybe it's the Boys and Girls Clubs. Maybe it's whatever is a bona fide need in his area.
Okay, do these funds sort of belong to the whole legislature, or do they belong to individual members?
They belong to the legislature as a whole.
It's the
state budget money for what they're allocating in the state budget.
And is the decision about what happens to it, who gets it, belong to the legislature as a whole?
It belongs to the individual members who pick a project, and then the legislature as a whole would vote on whether or not that project then gets that money.
So each member has the right or the authority or the privilege of nominating or suggesting projects that are to be funded.
That's correct.
And then the whole legislature has to vote to approve it.
That's correct.
And presumably the governor has to sign it, doesn't he?
It would be signed in the budget bill.
That's correct. Okay. So, and in fact, that is what happened in this case.
Yes, that's what happened in this case.
But the relationship between Mr. Shelley and this project was that he nominated it for a position on that list of projects that the legislature funded and the governor approved.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just as there were 250 other projects nominated by other legislators.
Okay. And what? When did your office know that there might be something wrong with this particular one?
We started noticing something wrong when we were not getting invoices back for checks. We got canceled checks,
right?
But we got no proof of what those checks were spent for.
Who were these checks written by?
These checks were by the Neighborhood Resources Center.
Okay. In other words, the way this is
apparently work done, and we said show us the invoice for the work done.
So you had documentation that they were paying money out, but you had no documentation about what they were paying it out for.
Exactly right.
Okay.
And so our auditors got onto that and said, listen, if you can't prove where this money is going, we want the money back, and we want it back now.
When did you say that to them?
We said that to them in July.
Last month.
Yeah.
Okay. When did they start spending the money? When did they get the money? When did they start spending it? Do you know?
They started. You know, I don't remember exactly when they started spending it.
Okay. But this year, last year, when?
It probably. You know, it was a previous year.
Okay. At least back to 2003.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, was this unusual? Did this happen in a? You just mentioned 250 some odd. Grants that were all under your authority. What's the relationship?
No, they're not under our authority.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We don't have any decision-making power in where this money goes. These are legislative grants, and they decide where they go, and
right.
It's specified money.
Right.
And our normal process of checks and balances our application certification and verification process that we do for our bond funds was bypassed.
Oh, okay. Is that the normal procedure for the, in other words, what's the responsibility of Parks and Recreation in overseeing these grants? Why was it to you they were sending the checks and why you were the people who weren't getting the invoices?
We have a grants and local services department that has been functioning at providing grants since the 60s, and they're up to speed and very professional and do a great job, and they've administered literally thousands of grants.
In fact, including all the other ones that were aggregated with the one that we're talking about here. They're all the 250-some-odd ones that the legislature approved and the governor
signed.
That's
right, but not all of those wound up getting through the legislature. Some of those got vetoed, and some of them got withdrawn from the budget bill at that year.
Oh, okay.
So not all of them survived getting out of the budget.
Just out of curiosity, is there a line item veto? Can the governor approve some and reject others?
I think he can.
Okay, all right. But in other words, in any case, your agency was responsible for administering the payment and the auditing of these grants.
That's right. Well, we were responsible for basically taking the legislative order
right.
and executing it.
Okay.
In other words, taking the money and getting it from point A to point B.
Right.
We had no choice in who it would go to.
Right.
And no selection process as we do with our other bonds.
Right. How many of these were you administering, or are you administering now?
We're administering about 70.
Okay, and how unusual is it to be getting canceled checks without any invoices?
Very unusual.
Okay.
Very unusual.
All right, so what
and
happened?
That's why our auditor spotted it and said, repeatedly ask for the invoices.
All right.
Repeatedly.
Who in particular did you talk to? Who in particular was the sort of agent for process over there at the community?
I don't know who we talked to at the Neighborhood Resource Center, but our auditors were talking to them and
right.
repeatedly asking them for money back or invoices.
Right, and what did you get?
And we got nothing.
Up until now?
We still haven't gotten anything back.
Okay.
And that's why the investigation has gone beyond state parks to a higher authority.
Which is?
Well, the state controller's office, the attorney general's office. We understand the FBI is involved, the Fair Political Practices Commission. All of these agencies are looking at this to say, where'd the money go?
Now, are they all talking to you to find out what the story was from your point of view?
Well, they're talking to us to learn what our auditors learned
right.
up front first.
Right.
Find out, okay, what did you guys spot, when did you spot it, and what's going on? And obviously then they go forward from there to talk to the organization.
Okay. Now, this being you're a state agency, can you sue them to get the money back?
That wouldn't be us at state parks.
Okay.
That would be a decision probably at the attorney general's level how they would pursue that.
But one of the options open to the attorney general's office is they could, on behalf of the state of California, sue to get the money back if it were determined.
Well, I don't know the accurate answer for that. I don't know if they sue or what their of action would be.
Okay. So is anything going on now, or you've pretty much just passed this off to these investigative agencies?
It has been passed off to these investigative agencies, and we're waiting for them to have their investigations run their course.
Okay. Anything else that's important that people should know about your organization's role, your agency's role in all this?
Well, I think it's important to know that there's a big difference in a couple of different funds here. Everybody just assumes that maybe these are park bond funds
right.
that the public voted for in 2000 and 2002. They are not
right.
At all. These are strictly legislative general fund grants from specific members of the legislature to specific organizations that were not a part of our bond program. Our bond program is front-loaded with a very extensive review process to look at who gets money and why they should get money before money ever goes out the door.
And in fact, so that process is done by your agency with the bonds.
That's right. And with bonds, we really scrutinize the money and who gets it very thoroughly.
Right. But in this case, the decision about who to send it to was made by the legislature and the governor, not by you.
Not by the governor.
Well, no, he signed the budget. Right.
But I'm sure that the governor doesn't know where the legislature intends to send this money. In fact, we didn't know where this money was going to go until after the budget was signed and we got a copy of the budget. We are not told in advance where this money goes.
So you certainly didn't lobby in any sense to get anybody on or anybody off that list.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So people who are worried that either you showed bad judgment or that the money from the bond fund isn't there anymore shouldn't worry about either of those things.
No, they should not.
Okay.
Our bond fund is a solid, sound program, and clearly we want it that way because the voters were trusting enough to pass bond acts for California parks, recreation, open space, and community development. The first time you misuse that kind of power, they don't vote for another one. So we want the program to stay squeaky clean.
Okay. I think we've adequately distinguished between the two programs.
Thank
you very much. And if something else happens, I'll get back to you and we can talk about it some more. But for now, thanks very much.
You bet, Mark.
Okay. Don't hang up, though.
Oh.
Just a minute.